This is a dictation for patient Cecily Tillman, who is being seen today. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident 10-18-2022. Date of service will be 5-24-2023. Cecily Tillman is a victim of an automobile accident where she was involved in a rear-ending accident. And also she hit a car in front, and it led to her having a headaches with history of ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, and pain in the neck, right shoulder and lower back with radiation to the right leg off and on started. The patient had dull headaches in the back part of the head, and she has been undergoing physical therapies, chiropractic treatment. She has had one set of sacroiliac joint injections in the right side and three epidural injections so far. The patient has had a syrinx that was identified at a later date in a recent MRI that was done on May 5, 2023, the MRI did show a syrinx at C6-7 and no herniated disc. So all the cervical epidural injections are on hold. They are not needed. However, there is a pleural effusion for which she has been referred to a primary care specialist and pulmonary specialist. She also was found to have a multinodal thyroid gland for which she has been referred to her primary care physician. In the lumbar MRI, there was a presence of a bulging disc at L4, L5 with bilateral facet arthropathy, and L5, S1 with a disc bulge leading to severe pain according to the patient. And now she wants to have epidural injection in the lumbar spine. She is using cervical pillow, cane. She's also undergoing neuropsych therapy and a counseling, and she's doing chiropractic treatment. She's also doing compounding cream that has been provided to her today. And she's seeing a neurosurgeon. No surgery was recommended so far. A neurologist was also involved. Currently, she reports that her pain in the head and the neck, as well as mid-back and lower back, are around 8 to 9. And the radiation to the right arm and right leg is reported. Her shoulder has improved significantly. Overall, there is a 90% improvement in the pain levels with all the treatments. And spinal cord stimulation device has been discussed with the patient as well. Her ADLs are affected as follows. The mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are reported 9 out of 1 to 10 affected, while general activity, walking ability is affected 8. And the rest of the system review, additional history, the substance abuse, and compliance history are from the chart. In the physical examination, blood pressure 124 over 70, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 4-27-2023, dictation number 0427-020. And the patient is provided with the medication. First of all, a compounding cream, ketoprofen, cyclobenzaprine, gabapentin, lidocaine, prilocaine, and naltrexone capsules have been provided. She's also provided with Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine was cancelled because she is allergic to codeine. Elavil was provided 50 milligrams at night for sleep. Zoloft 50 milligrams at night was provided. Lyrica 50 milligrams twice a day for pain relief. Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN were provided, and lidocaine ointment was provided. For topical pain relief, lidocaine patch was provided, and the patient was provided with Percocet 10 over 325, 30 tablets. And the patient will be seen in 30 days time, and if she chooses to have epidural injection, we'll be more than happy to do it. Thank you.